This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
You got it? We good? We're good? Yeah! How you doing, Mary Goulet?
Great.
We're just sitting there scrambling. You can't be on the phone during a radio show. There's like radio etiquette. You can't take a call.
It was for you.
It was for me. I know.
Totally.
Thank you for that.
Totally for you.
Totally. Am I going to like it? Will I like it a little bit?
No.
Yeah, all right, fine. Thanks. Hey, we got White Wade. Yeah. What's up, Wade?
And White Wade, just to tell a quick story.
He's referring to himself as White Wade. I love that. Yay. Yeah. Welcome to Reinvention Radio, White Wade. How are you?
Thank you. We one time had a guy as a guest on the interview.
Okay.
That took another call during the interview, put us on hold so that he could take the other call that was coming in during his radio
interview. So that's the quality of the programming at WS Radio.
At WSRadio.com. All right, welcome, everybody. It's going to be a rocking good time here on the show, and we're kicking it on Blab once again. So thanks for joining us live. And for those who are joining us live, 866-977-2346, number one, is the number if you wanted to give us a call and join in on the conversation. And it should be pretty interesting with Emily Villaramo coming on the show as we reinvent spiritual healing today. But one of the things that I'm looking forward to reinventing is, you got it now? You all good, Mary? Yeah. See, that's the thing, is they can actually see our conversation now. That's the beauty of it. Is like, they can, and what's and what I'm doing now, by the way, which is so funny, is like when I say things, now I'm just really saying things to see what your reaction is going to be. And I don't even look at you anymore. It's like, I'm like one of the kids. I'm just like looking at the screen. You turned me down again, didn't you?
Oh my gosh.
You so turned my volume down.
All right.
Is that better?
All right.
That's
Kelly
much better.
Told me it was too hot before. Is it too hot, Kel?
I'm just hot. I'm just a hot guy. That's all
it
is.
Right?
So it's all good. Yeah. All right. Here's the thing that we're going to reinvent, by the way, today. And I know we're talking about a very sort of deep, spiritual, how to cleanse the past of all your bullshit, you know, kind of topic stuff today. But I want to talk. Let's talk money, because this is a great follow up from the last show with Gina Gabellini, which was pretty interesting. Gina Gabellini. She is a riot. Yeah,
yeah.
She's fun. She is a lot of fun. And so we reinvented profit strategies in the last episode, which was a rocking good time. So if you're listening on the podcast, please do check that out. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to reinvent Mark Zuckerberg's money. You heard about this, right?
Yes.
So evidently
from you,
from me, you know, evidently having a child will make you do some really fucking crazy things. I mean, like, it will just make you, you know how like with women, well, of course, you know, because you're a woman, and you know how like women with children. Yes, of course, you know, with women with children, because you've had children.
I'm a woman and I have two children.
By the way, congratulations. You're going on a date tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You are. Did you meet him on Tinder?
I met him at your house.
At my house? Oh, my God. That is so wrong. You know what? My child,
it's not wrong, it's
he
good.
Is 12. That is not right. You can't date my 12-year-old son.
No.
Now, that is some serious Mrs. Robinson thing going on right there.
Yes.
You know, can I tell you, by the way, I have never seen that movie. I have never seen Mrs. Robinson. Have you seen Mrs. Robinson? You've seen Mrs. Robinson.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but you've never seen The Simpsons.
I don't like The
Simpsons. Or South Park.
I don't like South Park.
All right, fine. By the way, here's like the quiz of the day. There's a guy in The Simpsons who says, "Hey, everybody." And I cannot place for the life of me which character that is. So if you're a Simpsons fan and you know who that is, it goes, "Hey, everybody," let me know, because that's kind of what I've been doing here on Blab, is just typing in, "Hey, everybody." So I've got that like Simpsons
somebody
voice
knows
thing.
It.
Somebody knows it. So if you know it, 866-977-2346, hit number one is the number there, or just type it in on Blab if you're live with us, because I'm really curious as to which guy says that. But as I said, we're going to reinvent Mark Zuckerberg's money today. When you have a kid, it evidently kind of makes you do some crazy things, like give away 99% of your like wealth, which is kind of a cool thing.
That much?
But he's talking, I mean, first and foremost, it's a ridiculous amount of money. So like 99% of his wealth equates at this point to about $45 billion. So $45 billion is a ridiculous amount of money. But what sort of between the lines there is he's still keeping 1%, which is $450 million. So it's not like, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina.
So
you know,
who's he giving it to?
Well, that's the thing is, and it's really interesting because if you've got $45 billion, let's just say hypothetically you've got it in the bank. By the way, what bank can you go to?
You have to put it in so many different institutions. You can't keep it all in
because,
one.
Because like the FDIC limit is like $100,000.
Right?
So you're like, well, we can insure your account up to $100,000. That's great. I've got $45
billion.
That's a man.
You have to go buy an island, go bury it in the sand.
There's probably bank chains that don't have $45 billion in assets, or at least certainly in cash. Well, all right, whatever. All right, so here's what my question is for you, and I've got to mute Richard here on Blab. Thank you for the reminder, Kelly. All right, is if you've got $45 billion in the bank, and I'm just doing the math here because you know I'm a mathematician. You know how brilliant I am. So $45 billion
indeed
in the bank. So 10% of $45 billion is $4.5 billion, okay? So half of 45, let's see, $2.5 billion. So even at basically $2.25 billion, whatever, it's a couple hundred million between friends. So even if he just had it conservatively in some accounts that provided 5% return, you're still talking about just spending $2.5 billion a year to stay like you're not even digging into your principal at that point. So
you put a lot of thought
into this. I put way too much thought into this. So
my eyes are starting to glaze over.
And what's kind of funny about this is like if you're this guy, it's like if you want to do something, if you want to have a radio show, you go and you look, oh, there's a great radio show. I want to, you know, I want to model that. Or if you want to be like a, you know, I don't know, if you want to be a real estate agent and you watch real estate TV shows, and you're like, oh, I can model that. There is like only one person that the Zuckerbergs can model to figure out what to do with all their money. You know who it is?
Bill Gates.
Of course it is.
I'm so smart.
You are seriously smart. So like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know how many employees they have figuring out what the fuck to do with all of their money? Guess. Just guess.
What?
No, guess. We're playing games. Where'd Richard go, by the way? Why is Richard not in this game? Richard just like
abandoned
Richard
us
on Blab right there?
No.
That is as handsome as I have ever seen him.
Yeah, he left the studio.
He's not even there. So guess how many employees the Gates Foundation has trying to figure out
the money,
what to do with all this money.
1,000?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm
you are
smart
so good. You win. Ding, 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 ding. All right, we got to give like Mary some like hand applause.
Okay, come on. Throw the props at me, people, because I'm guessing.
1,000 people to try to figure out what to do with all that money. So, okay, so the Zuckerbergs are hurting a little bit. They only have half that much wealth. They're still going to have to hire like 500 people to figure out what to do with all this money. It's insane. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to hire Emily, who's going to be our guest on today.
Okay.
And they're going to do some spiritual healing together so that they can figure out exactly what to do with all of that money. I think Emily is going to be great at figuring out how to help them spend all of that money. But it's scary because think about it. Like, if you're a nonprofit and you're scrambling to try to get, you know, $10,000 donations here and $50,000 donations there, and with the exception of, like, you know, the bigger ones, the Red Cross or Habitat for Humanity or some of the most nonprofits, I mean, my God, if they get a budget of $1 million a year, that's a ton. I mean, that's a lot of
right
money. And so what's really interesting is that they were talking about, like, they can't even really give that much money to some of these causes that they like to support, because what's really interesting about that is then they lose sight on really why they started their initiative in the first place. Because once you throw that much money in the mix, now everything kind of, I mean, it just, you throw it up against.
That's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, but people don't, that's the funny thing is people want a lot of money. If you watch the lottery shows, right, people don't know what to do when they have that much money. People don't know what to do. People are always like, oh, I want to have $1 million in the bank. And once I have $1 million, you know, these people who go out and they win the lottery, stop potting me down. If these people who go out and they win the lottery, like historically, they blow through their money in like 5 years. So
what is wrong with people? Why do we? I don't even get that.
I know.
Give it to me. I'll be responsible.
That's what we're going to do. And by the way, last week, if you tuned into the Reinvention Radio Show here live, you and maybe if you're listening to the podcast and caught one of the past episodes, you know that I started my own nonprofit. Do you remember what my own nonprofit is? You don't remember? Steve Olsher.
I don't listen to
it's
you.
It's the Steve Olsher Needs a New Ferrari Foundation. Steve Olsher Needs a New Ferrari Foundation.
How's that working?
It's working great.
Yeah.
So here's what you do.
How's the license plate hanging?
Yeah, that's funny. I got to go behind my bike and tighten it up. Thank you for that. Okay, so, and that's an actual motorcycle here, people. All right, so go to paypal.me/MrBold, MRBOLD.
Okay.
And you can just send me money for my foundation. So here's what we're going to do. I am going to reach out for the Zuckerbergs, and I am going to talk to them about my nonprofit. And I don't see any reason whatsoever why they won't donate. So that's my plan. And yes, CJ, we are moving right now towards more of a spiritual conversation. If you've ever listened to Reinvention Radio before, you can expect just a little bit of, shall we say, like opening banter here to the show.
Yes, the first segment is always,
opening banter.
CJ, you should have heard the last hour.
Yeah, you should have heard the last hour. But thank you for bearing with us, CJ, because we are going to get to our guest, Emily Filarama. And by the way, this is a live radio show. So for those who are on Blab right now, watching us again, thank you very, very much, as we broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you're going to see what the heck is going on there, because, like, you're not going to see us talking. You're not going to see us. It's like, because that means we are on break. So this is an actual radio show that we broadcast live out of San Diego. And we were the first radio show in the world to broadcast our show live on Blab. And that is what we're going to do after the break, is we're going to talk to Emily Filarama, and we are going to be reinventing spiritual healing here on Reinvention Radio.
All right.
Right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Olsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olsher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olsher. And today we I am getting there. Today we are joined by the lovely round eyebrowed. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, Mary Goulet and Rich. So that's
I left you hanging around.
You left me, man. You don't get a whole big loving description if you leave me hanging like that, man. All right, but by the way, this episode of Reinvention Radio is brought to you by an official sponsor. Isn't that so cool?
Yes.
Like, it really only took us 28 years, but we finally have gotten an official sponsor, and we love our sponsor.
We'll see how that works after this show.
We'll see if he renews. That's the better question. But I know, Mary, you're in real estate, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. You had to think about that for a second.
Yes, I am in real estate.
You do real estate fun stuff. And you've probably heard that apartment buildings can be a great investment. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I would love to own a fourplex.
Of course you would. So done right, investing in multifamily real estate can provide a nest egg for retirement. It could even set you free from the 9-to-5 corporate grind. But getting started is hard. So wouldn't you like to learn from one of the best, Mary, in terms of how it's done right, and learn from one of the pros? Awesome. So check out The Mortar. The Mortar. I love that.
I know.
The Mortar.
Very visual.
Where professional investor Jonathan Twombly will share his insider tips and strategies, and it's all free. Just subscribe to The Mortar. That's themortarblog.com. The Mortar, it's what holds the bricks together. Awesome. All right. So, hey, we got Emily on. See, I knew if I just, like, paused long enough, we'd give Emily an opportunity to get in here, to join us, and she is on the phone right now. Awesome. So let's bring Emily up, and we will see Emily's camera here in a second, or at the very least, we will have Emily on the line here with us, although we may not be able to see her. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure that out, but Emily, you're here with us, correct?
Yes, I am, Steve. Yay! I'm excited to be here.
Awesome.
Another
All right.
victory.
All right. Well, we can hear you, and we will try to figure out the video thing on your end at some point. But nevertheless, we can hear you. And as long as, just go ahead and mute your radio there, but as long as everybody else can hear you, then we will be good to go, which they should be able to hear you through Blab now that you have dialed in. So awesome. So thank you so much for that. Very cool. All right. So, Emily, for those who don't know you, give us sort of the little bit of the rundown of who you are, what you're doing. You've got a pretty interesting story some people might say is just a pretty stellar career in a particular industry, and then you really just completely started over. So pretty interesting there. So take us through that.
Yes. Well, I call myself a Be More Extraordinary Magician now, helping game changers become the most extraordinary version of themselves so that they can unleash their revolution and just live to their destiny. And it's about helping people to polish up the diamond of who they really are so that they can live to their destiny and make the difference in the world. And so feeling really good about themselves and really showing up as the most extraordinary version of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this journey started a long time ago. I spent 27 years in the pharmaceutical industry, marketing pharmaceuticals. And back in October 2011, I was laid off. And in March of 2012, I decided, you know what? No one wants to hire me because I'm too old. And so that started my entrepreneurial journey simply because my money manager put that little bug in my ear and said, you know what, Emily, you should become an entrepreneur. You have all the skill sets. And had he not said that, I would have never gone on this journey because I had no idea I had all the skill sets. And so it's been a wild and crazy ride, including meeting you at A-Fest.
I know, right? I know. That would be lingo for Awesomeness Fest for those of you who are not in the know, because we are just so awesome that we have our own fest.
Right. Do you guys do all these, like, three-day weekend conventions and get-togethers all the time?
Only the cool people, yeah.
I do nothing.
Your invitation is in the mail. It's coming. Literally, it is in the mail. All right, so here's my question for you then. So 27 years in a very specific career, what you did is a full-on 180. In my world of reinvention, you are lovingly known as a full-blown reinventor, because what you are doing now does not even remotely reflect what you were doing for the past 27 odd years of your career. So what on earth made you shift into then this whole sort of, as you call it, psycho-spiritual healing modality that you really help people to permanently erase their negative self-talk, their fears, their insecurities, and make those quantum leaps? How on earth did you then get from point A to point B? Because those are very different points on the road.
I know, those are such odd points. It has nothing to do with pharmaceuticals. But the pharmaceutical career really gave me a foundation for sales and marketing and interacting with people. Because as you know, Steve, you can't get anywhere in life, especially in the entrepreneurial journey, without having the courage to market yourself and speak to people and build relationships. So those skill sets certainly transferred over. And in terms of, like, understanding the healthcare arena and pharmaceuticals, and that also transfers over into this arena, because I do, part of becoming your most extraordinary self is about getting all of the parts of you, the parts of your life, your health, your spirituality, your career, everything in alignment. And a lot of times people need to understand how the cycle, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, how that's all connected, because it's a whole holistic view of things. And my background in pharmaceuticals and just understanding that landscape really helped me to understand how to connect the dots for people to really improve their lives holistically. Mm-hmm. So how I even ended up finding my soul calling is that I launched as a nutritionist first. That's what I studied at Cornell, and it made sense for me to just, okay, let me just market myself as a nutritionist. What I found out being a nutritionist was that a year and a half into it, I really did not like telling people how to eat their green beans and drink their green smoothie.
Yeah.
Because people know what they're supposed to do, but they don't do it.
Well, but also learning that was a good thing for you to get you to the next level. It's all part of the journey.
Yes, it was all the twists and turns that I had to take, and it was all through the journey of just networking. During that process, going to conferences, going to live networking events, that that because I was fearless and I knew that failure was never going to be an option, I did what I had to do in order to build a relationship. And being in the nutrition space and just meeting certain people switched because people started to trust me and they were getting very vulnerable. And one thing led to another, and I ended up meeting somebody that really needed my help, that needed to get unstuck and unleash his entrepreneurial journey. And so this person had become my guinea pig in this model of psycho-spiritual healing I was starting to get myself trained in, internal family systems, developed by Dr. Richard Schwartz. And so after I coached this first person, and after the first three-hour session, and he said, oh, my gosh, what you did for me in 3 hours was more powerful than 20 years of psychotherapy.
Wow.
All right.
And then the next morning, he woke up happy and...
Yeah. All right. So for those of us who are like, yeah, I don't know about that. So what did you do that helped this person in 3 hours that 20 years of psychotherapy couldn't help this person do? What, I mean, let's be specific. What did you do?
Okay. So psychotherapy certainly did help them to get to a level of stability. And psychotherapy is a phenomenal, there's some phenomenal psychotherapists out there that help people to deal with their issues and their challenges and their struggles. But psychotherapy can only take people so far. It doesn't really do the finishing job of really polishing up that diamond. So what I did was, there was a part of him that one of the most traumatic memories that he had was his parents divorcing when he was 4 years old. And even though he had talked about that issue ad nauseum in therapy, it was still this burden that he was carrying, that four-year-old part of him that still felt like he was not good enough, that he was not lovable. Because that four-year-old, when these negative events happen, we try to make meaning. As little kids, we try to make meaning out of why are these bad things happening to us. So that little boy took on the belief, I must not be good enough or lovable enough, and that's why mommy and daddy are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So intellectually, he knows that he's phenomenal, but subconsciously, when our subconscious, whatever our beliefs are, drives 90% of our results and our beliefs in ourselves. And so I had to go and safely go take him back to that original scene where his highest spiritual self went in and talked with his four-year-old heart. Basically, quote-unquote, re-parented this four-year-old heart and rescued him out of that scene and reprogrammed his beliefs about what he's all about. And let's call him David. So David just basically told this little kid, I've got you. You know, mommy and daddy are divorcing not because it's your fault. It's their issues. You don't understand it right now, but I've got you. I love you always, and you're going to be part of my team in helping me to move forward. And so he also helped to really, I also helped him to unburden that I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable. And there's just a certain ritual that we go through. Do you want to bury it in the fire, let the ocean take it away, let the balloons take it away, or put it in the rocket ship of that burden of I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable. And so when that's released, that's when you can release the energetic burdens that you've been holding on to for a long time.
So it's kind of like inner child work. Remember, who was the guy that did that, launched the inner child work?
Yeah, that was Mr. Rogers, I believe.
No, Rich.
Oh, no.
And doggone it, people like me.
No, that was Bill Cosby.
Molly.
I believe Bill Cosby was the one that was doing all the inner work.
I know which one you're talking. Coming Home guy or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he invented inner child work. It sounds similar that the grown-up talks to their inner child.
Biscaglia.
Yeah, they are.
Biscaglia,
yeah.
I think.
Right.
Is
people say that when I'm talking to the various personalities in my head, that I've got issues. So now all Emily is really doing is validating all of the voices that are in my head where they're talking to each other and really trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with me. So, all right,
we huge understanding now of you.
But I now feel validated.
Good.
So I'm great. So this was probably the single most powerful episode of Reinvention Radio for me personally, like ever. So I'm validated. I can breathe now. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk more with Emily after the break here about reinventing spiritual healing on Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right. See, how can you not move your head to that? Exactly. I'm just waiting for like
you have a picture of Lenny Kravitz on your desk, don't you?
I do, and that was like the best. That was
where's
like,
your wife? Why don't you have a picture of your wife? You have a picture of Lenny Kravitz.
I have pictures of my wife. I do. They just look like Lenny Kravitz. That's all. I just had her dress up like Lenny. That's all. Is that a problem? I don't see any.
Photoshopped his head on her.
I actually had this conversation yesterday at the networking event that I was at, and we were talking about Lenny because they saw my tattoo because I have Let Love Rule tattooed on my arm, but my sleeve won't go up that far. But I'll show you guys later. So I've Let Love Rule tattooed on my arm, and someone was like, oh, that's so cool, that's Lenny, right, da-da-da. And he was like, hey, I got tattoos of, like, Pearl Jam stuff on my back, and da-da-da. I was like, no, it's not my back, it's on my arm. If it's on your back, it's a little gay, dude, but this is not gay when it's on your arm. That's pretty gay.
I mean, not that I have anything against gay people.
I love gay people. Some of my best friends are gay. Some of my best friends are HIV positive. Exactly. So I embrace all kinds. But what he said to me was, basically, you know, he said, he said, if Eddie comes knocking on the door, even though I love my wife, like, you know, that's probably like the hall pass that I'm going to want. I said, I'm exactly the same. I said, if Lenny comes to my door, that's the hall pass I'm going to ask my wife for right there. Not that I would ever do it, you know, but just to show my commitment. I'll even go on the bottom just because I love Lenny that much. So it's like,
okay, Kelly, rescue me. Somebody rescue me.
I'm just telling you, I am committed.
You have the volume control over there, man.
When I am committed, I am all in committed. Okay. So that's how I am to this radio show. That's how I am to my guests. That's how I am to my audience.
And I've got one
fully
foot
committed
in the control booth.
You do.
There.
And you know how committed I am? I actually got my my lovely folks here free tickets. So if you're in the San Diego area and you're watching live here on Blab or listening in, how do you take props away? That's funny, Kelly. So if you're listening in on Blab right now, I've got free tickets. Or if you're listening in on live on WSRadio.com, whatever it might be, call us here at the station if you want tickets to go check out the House of Blues. They got a good show tomorrow night. They're going to do a 80s rock tribute band that does a lot of AC/DC stuff and a lot of other stuff. And that's going to be at the House of Blues tomorrow night, December 4th. So give us a holler here at 866-977-2346 and hit number one. I've got a whole stack of tickets. You can come down to the radio station and pick them up here and take about 30 friends because that's how many tickets we've
how
got.
Many do so you have?
I got a lot of tickets.
Wow.
So if you want to go see an 80s rock tribute band at the House of Blues tomorrow night, stop by the station here at WS Radio, and we got tickets for you. So
from Wade.
White Wade in the house coming through once again. That is just awesome.
White
All right, that is
Wade
a lot of tickets. Very
house.
Cool. And I can see it's so funny. It's like, based on the things that I say, see, here's how like I can really judge what's going on in Reinvention Radio Line. Like, I couldn't do this before. Because when you're just going over the airwaves, you never really know if people are tuning in, if they're tuning out, you know, what they're doing. On Blab, when I say really stupid things, I see the numbers go down. So
yeah,
it's like, okay, note to self. Don't talk about being Lenny's bottom again, ever. Okay, I got it. Never again. I will never, ever, ever. And you cannot take away my props, Kelly. It won't happen. Okay, very cool. So let's bring Emily back on if she's even still there. Emily, did you survive that?
I'm still on, Steve.
All right, you survived that.
I love your sense of humor.
I know. All right, thank you very much. And, that's one of us.
You weren't able to bring the camera back on, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, you got to figure out something there on your end. That's the beauty of technology. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. But we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
Although we would love to see your smiling face, we can definitely hear you loud and clear, which is awesome. All right. So before the break, you were starting to take us through, a lot of the work that you're doing with your clients. But what I'm really trying to understand is you are not like this is where I don't get it. It's like, you know, I didn't go to broadcasting school, but I can do radio.
Right.
But if I'm not if I wasn't trained to be a neurosurgeon, I shouldn't be operating anybody's brain.
Extremes.
They're big extremes, but it's like, you know, when you think about like things that you want people to be trained in, if someone is trying to help you from a therapeutic perspective, you probably want them to be trained. No, yeah, I mean, because Emily, you were not like officially per se certified or trained, but you have been able to help your clients, I mean, in massive ways. So how did you overcome that? Because there are people who can be very good at certain things, but they feel like they can't do it because they don't have that piece of paper or whatever it might take to give them the credibility or the authority that they need.
Great question, Steve. I am officially trained in this psycho-spiritual healing model called Internal Family Systems, developed by Dr. Richard Schwartz. He developed it over around 30 years ago, and he's been training practitioners for the last 10 years. And majority of the people that are trained in it are psychotherapists.
Mm.
There's a minority of us, maybe 10-15% of us, who are non-therapists that are trained in this because at its core, this is spiritual healing. This is modern-day shamanism.
Okay.
It's modern-day shamanism. It's letting the highest spirit of who you are, that essence of the real you, that part heals the inner child, quote unquote, and also heals the parts of you that are afraid of success, afraid of rejection, afraid of the spotlight, all those protective mechanisms. The parts of you that eats too much, chops too much, works too much, gets angry, controlling, all those little personalities inside of you. So there's a protocol to follow. I don't need to know psychotherapy techniques per se. So psychotherapists get trained in internal family systems, and many of them end up not even using what they were trained in psychotherapy school. So gotcha. At its core, this is spiritual healing, and that's why non-therapists can be trained in it. So you've got priests and yoga teachers and meditation teachers, and many of the non-therapists were in executive coaching and leadership development.
Okay.
So I went to a therapist for a while, and she has a shaman that she will, yeah, all different modalities. Once you start going down that rabbit hole,
yeah,
there's always more things that you can learn.
Yeah, my therapist's name is Dave, and Dave has a wide assortment of treatments. Treatments. Would you like this treatment or would you like this treatment? And you know what? I got to tell you, his therapy is probably among the best I've ever experienced in my life.
And sunshine.
Exactly. You know, it's pretty interesting because, like, you know how you hang around certain people and they're like, you know, you just feel good and they like elevate you and they take you to new levels. Like if you hung out with Emily, like I could see how like spiritually and emotionally, like you would just, I mean, you'd expand and you would grow as a person. When you're around me,
there's a huge contraction.
You sure? So what are you kids laughing about over there? And by the way, you're like, oh, you guys, but, you can't laugh on things that you're looking at. I mean, when you're actually mic'd.
This is black. And I'm just looking
at
the lab.
No, you can't have private inside joke Mimi thingies going on here. You kids
me?
Over there are laughing.
That's, Kelly has more.
Kelly's even telling you to focus.
I know, focus. All right, that's fine. All right, very cool. Okay, so Emily, let's go back through. Yeah, Emily's like, oh my God, it's like, this is going to be just sort of like a constant theme. This is how we're going to know, like, whether or not it was a good show is whether or not we get a bill from our guests. That's how we're going to know.
Completely wasting their time.
Right, exactly. You know, man, you know, I bill at $150,000 an hour and that just cost me. Yeah, so if we get a bill from, then we'll know exactly what Emily thought of this interview. All right, so take us back through, and you know, there's obviously a lot of different ways that you can help people, but mostly it's this whole sort of self-talk that you address so well. And what do you do to quiet, to squash that voice? And how do you know the difference between when, like, you have intuition and, like, things are going to happen or when it's just sort of like that self-talk and it's just fear? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we all have some sort of negative self-talk because of the fact that we have all had significant emotional events that devalue experiences that have happened to us as kids. So we can have the greatest parents in the world, the most loving, but those people, there's still some incidences at school, maybe getting bullied, maybe not feeling smart enough, getting made fun of. All of those parts of us get frozen in time when we feel shame and rejection and embarrassment. And so those are the young parts of us that stop us when we are trying to quantum leap to the next level. And those are the energies, the negative energies that these young parts of us are holding onto. It is what is holding us back from, let's say, stepping up, making a speech, speaking in front of 1,000 people, going to the networking event, whatever you're struggling with. That negative self-talk, it has to be identified. Okay, this part of you that's afraid to go up to that person at the networking meeting. Okay, what is it reminding you? What is this part of you afraid of if you do go up and mm-hmm. say hello?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably things you're still in third grade when you were rejected by the pretty girls.
Yeah,
or when
right,
you were rejected
Steve?
By the cool kids. Yeah.
I was going to throw Wade under the bus on that one. Thanks, Mary.
Sorry.
Ted Mark's already
on. Wade's not even here to defend himself, and I was going to throw him under the bus on that one. All right. So actually, really really good question here from Joe. And what he's asking is, Joe is wondering what exactly is spiritual healing. We got a minute here before we got to go to the break and pay some more bills here. But give us a quick answer for what Joe's asking. Exactly how would you define spiritual healing?
It's about getting in touch with your highest version of you, the you that you know is the most extraordinary diamond of your real self, and having that part of you drive the bus of your life instead of all of your fears, insecurities, and negative self-talk. Like, oh, why does that angry and controlling part come up every day? Why am I procrastinating every day?
Yeah.
Why do I not feel good about myself? So this is getting the diamond of the real you out. Because when the more emotional traumas that we have had, the more the real you gets pushed away and locked away. And you're like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah. Okay. That makes really, really good sense. And if you do have any questions, definitely pop them in here on the comment log there, or you can put a /Q in the chat, and we will then see it as a question. Pretty cool
Which
feature
is cool.
there.
I like that.
Yeah, and on the break, Mary, I want you to think about everything that Emily said, because I
Mary
know.
Quiz me.
Because I know that these are the voices that you consistently hear, and I want you on the break to heal yourself spiritually. So when we come back,
wow.
I want to see what sort of breakthrough we've had. Okay, cool?
Thank you.
All right, more on Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio with Mary Goulet.
Yay!
Yay! And Rich Ote!
Yay!
And Steve Ole! Yay! All right, that's...
And Wade.
And MLA! Hey, we got everybody today. See that?
And
all works
Kelly.
Out? And Kelly! Yay! And White
Super
Wade.
Super quick housekeeping, sorry for interrupting. Kelly, the bottom left corner of all those windows now... Do you see the little microphone?
Are we really doing this live? Really,
yeah,
this way
we have
we're doing?
To. Kelly
we
just
are.
Told us, mute it.
I'm
we're
muted.
Not going to get it.
I muted.
I know.
All right,
we're...
so Evelyn, I mean, we're doing this blab thing. So Emily, I guess you got to mute your computer mic, and we'll still hear you through the phone. All right, bring Emily back up on the board here. So Emily, we can hear you. Correct? Yes. Hello.
computer mic. Okay.
All right, forget it. It's all good.
It's all right.
We got Emily on finally. It only took us four and a half segments to get Emily to show her beautiful smile and to join us here live. So awesome. So very, very cool. Welcome. And man, it's just crazy how quickly time flies here. So Emily, you got a new book coming out. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that. What is the name of the book and when will it be out?
Oh, it's been out. It came out May of 2015, came out a few months ago, and it talks about everything that I just talked about, how to permanently erase negative self-talk so you could be extraordinary.
Nice.
Gotcha. Okay.
So stop talking negatively to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't read the book yet. I'm going to go get it.
Well, Steve, I did mail a copy to you a while back, so it may be on your bookshelf somewhere.
Actually, now I remember. Emily, I have to admit, we hit a rough patch. Things got cold in San Diego. We burned a lot of books.
You did not.
I had to stay warm. It was either that or my kids would die.
Cold patch in San Diego.
And so Emily, I'm sorry, but that definitely explains what happened. So please send us another copy, and we will actually read and not burn that one. Thank you. All right. So how do people get a copy of that book? Where can they go?
Wherever books are sold, and Amazon.com.
Okay. And
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Cool. All right. We didn't give you a chance either to tell folks how to find you. So what is your website? Where do people go?
BeMoreExtraordinary.com is my website.
BeMoreExtraordinary.com. Okay. Awesome. So, Mary, I know you had... yes, go ahead.
I know... I started to talk about the steps of how to erase this negative self-talk and insecurity. If people are interested in the steps, they could download a free report that talks about the steps. Just go to nonegativetalk.com.
Nonegativetalk.com,
and you'll be able to download for free the steps that it takes.
Okay, awesome.
So you have to go in through the doorway of the parts of you that you're not too happy with, meaning my angry part, my controlling part, my fear of success, fear of failure, my procrastination, my eating too much, drinking too much, shopping too much, whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, relationships, career, your health, mm-hmm. anything can be solved through this.
Gotcha. Okay, and just so we aren't flushing people out here with feedback who are listening live, you're on a Mac, correct, Emily?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So just hit the fourth button from the right at the top there. The one. Yeah. Exactly. I need my glasses too. But the fourth button from the right at the top. So not the increased volume, not the lower volume, but the F10, which is the mute. So hit that one. So we're not feedbacking. Oh, yeah. Hit it again. There we go. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now we're muted on
that. Is that good? Okay.
Yep. I think that'll be better. Awesome. Okay. So, Mary, so over the break, we were talking about some of the healing powers of therapy and the healing powers of just having this positive mental attitude. So why don't you share what you were talking about over the break?
I don't remember.
Were you smoking what Rich brought? Rich, stop. You got to stop.
That was like three minutes ago. I know.
All right. So, All right. So, Rich,
what were
please
we talking about?
Stop
what
bringing substances about? To the studio.
Your date, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
So the negative stuff. All right. So,
yeah.
Mary has her first date in 14 years tonight. And so, congratulations, by the way. And and what is
and
her?
It's all because of you.
And what's her name again?
Shut up.
All right. So, it is a guy. Okay. So
he can kick your butt.
I'm sure he probably could, and I might like it. All right. So, Emily, so Mary's just going on this date. It's been a little while. She's probably got this negative self-talk kind of thing going on. All right. So step Mary through what she should be thinking about before, during, and after the date. Take us through Mary's.
Oh, this is cool.
See?
There you go.
Uh-huh.
So Mary has this exciting date that's coming up tonight. What what are you thinking and saying to yourself inside?
Yeah, Mary, what are you thinking?
Tell us live.
If you're willing, if you don't want to do this on the air, because I can give you an example of how this is.
No examples. Yeah, Mary, what are you thinking? Let's go through that.
I'm just excited to go out.
Wait a minute. There's an outside?
There's a restaurant.
Holy moly.
And going to my favorite restaurant and getting dressed up.
Is he bringing coupons to Burger King as well? Is that nice? Nice.
I'm certainly not telling you where I'm going. That's the last thing I would do.
Please do. We'll Periscope live for Mary's date.
Oh, okay. And I'm getting Kelly's all like, how could you not tell me about this date?
All right. Okay. So
I'm just excited.
So Mary's excited. There we go. So now what?
So do you have any like insecurities? That's like, oh, what if, am I gonna get nervous? Is there a nervous part, an anxious part?
Sure. There's a little bit of that. Absolutely.
What if like before the main course, he's like, okay, see what you can do with this. And then you're like, whoa, hold on. We just had appetizers. So that's like,
we have to go through a process, right?
Right. Exactly. We at least got to get to dessert. Is that a fear? No.
He's a gentleman. See? He's not like you.
All right. So go ahead.
For example, you know, having a little bit of anxiety right before a first date is very normal. And it's about, what is this job of this anxious part that comes up? What is it trying to remind you of? You know, and you could if you don't want to answer, I could like give you an example of a job of a protector, because this is a protective mechanism.
Yeah, I think it's wanting to, you know, put out that mask a little bit, and then balance how much of who I really am inside I will show. So not too much so I'm vulnerable.
Yeah, and we've got 90 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's good at aversion, isn't she?
Yeah, totally and completely. All right, so here's what
that's his job, is saying that it wants to help you to put on somewhat of a mask so that you can put on your best face. And because what is it afraid of if it doesn't do its job of helping you put on a polished persona?
Yeah.
And then if you did get rejected, because it's afraid of rejection, if it didn't do its job, and if you did get rejected, then what is going to happen to Mary if she did get rejected?
I'm going to go home and sit on the sofa and eat ice cream. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
But I get your process. It's interesting. Thanks for putting me on that.
Yeah, so then you feel bad.
That's what I do.
Yeah. No, this is so common. Anyone goes through this. Rejection, you know, whether it's in business or love or career, you feel rejected. Then what would happen if you get, you know, rejected, and then people would say, oh, then I would feel sad. And then they would say, ooh, and then I would get lonely. I would not go out of the house.
Yeah.
So it's all preventing you from getting into that bad state.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
So then it would remind you. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, obviously, there's a whole process to this, but I think it's definitely sort of a what then, and kind of playing it through your mind. What's the worst case? And then kind of going from there. And then once you can figure out what the worst case is, then you can just really kind of blow it up. So very cool. All right. So we can check out Emily's work at BeMoreExtraordinary.com. BeMoreExtraordinary.com. Very cool. And again, thanks to our sponsor, The Mortar, and Jonathan Twemley, the professional real estate investor who will teach you everything you need to know about how to get involved in real estate investing at TheMortarBlog.com. The Mortar, it's what holds the bricks together. So thanks so much to Jonathan for being our sponsor. Thanks for Emily being on, and Mary and Rich. And we will see you guys next week live on Blood here on Reinvention Radio. Talk real soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.